What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this episode of Enough About Me is brought to you by Milton's. My great friend Milton's, the store for men. I go there all the time. I wish I could go there more. You know, I don't know anything about clothes. All I know is this. You walk in there, you leave, you look great, and the deals are great. I mean, the clothes are fantastic. They're good for the, you want to go to a wedding, you get the suit. You want to look good for the winter, they'll get you that. Spring's coming up, you're ready for that. You're going away somewhere warm, they'll hook you up there. It is the store for men for a reason. South Shore Plaza in Braintree, Chestnut Hill Square in Chestnut Hill, Milton's is the store for men. And I'm proud to say the sponsor of Enough About Me, which this week has Greg Hill, the Hillman from WAAF. James Patterson one, not so great. I warned you if you listen to it. Sorry about that. This one's really good. If you like inside radio gossip, good radio talk, Hillman brings it. Really good conversation, over an hour, I believe, in this episode of Enough About Me. Hillman himself, Greg Hill from the WAAF Morning Show. We get into how he does his show, why it's different than ours, his battles with Dino over the years, his battles with management, has he been suspended, some advice from me, what it's like to run a show for 20 years, as Hillman has done at WAAF. Enough About Me this week with Greg Hill. All right, so we're here in the meters old booth where I occasionally do this. Greg Hill, the Hillman, joins me. Longtime morning show legend, restaurateur, politician, lover of life, Springsteen aficionado. I suppose
way too many compliments from you. By
I
the way.
Suppose that, technically, something... technically a rival. Of, well, I saw you in the hallway today, and you seem to think that I have some like some stunt on my sleeve. What am I going to do?
You know, I mean, your guy says, "Hey, Kurt wants you on the podcast." I mean, yeah. I don't know what have I done?
That's a totally reasonable. That's a really reasonable question. But this is like episode 90.
I mean, okay, so you're running up people. I mean, at some point, yeah, I'm like, why are you having another dumb radio guy? On the podcast.
So we had Maddie Siegel on a few months ago.
Great guy. Maddie used
too
to
well
be,
adjusted.
Used to be kind of a douche.
Oh, he was an asshole before?
Yes.
So you think with age and no?
I think. It takes a long, extended period of time for you to be on the radio for him to acknowledge and be. I mean, there were many times when I first started out where I'd see him at an event.
Yeah.
And Maddie's really good. I mean, he's been doing this for so long.
Oh, he means a broadcaster.
Yes.
So I remember, I remember my mom, and I lived in Billerica before I moved to Winchester. I remember my mom would get her haircut at the Burlington Mall. This is way, way back. Yeah. It's like 81, 82. And I would hear when they were, my mom would get her hair washed or whatever, I would hear the radio. It was Maddie. We used to do afternoons. So I've been listening to Maddie for 35 fucking years.
30 plus years.
An unbelievable run.
But he would kind of, you know, it was the kind of thing where somebody would, you know Greg Hill, and I'd say yes at the same time he was saying no. But then he's turned into it. He's very, very friendly, and he's very, you know, he'll shoot me a text message. I mean, he's a great guy.
Right. When I got suspended this past summer. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got suspended?
I'm sorry. When the station and I decided I wanted some more extra vacation this summer, he called me because we've like same thing. We talk like maybe every 6 months. And he's great, but he's like, but he doesn't understand. I don't know. Is would you do more closer to what I do or closer to what Maddie does? Would you say?
What do you mean? Would I do it
on the no? What do you do on the air? Would you say it's closer to?
I think it's closer to you.
I agree.
I don't play music, so I do a talk show on a music station.
Right, but there's no music.
Right. You know, unless we have a general manager who's coming to town and trying to tell me that I ought to play music.
When was the last time that happened?
Our previous,
that was a while ago.
Our previous guy, Phil.
Phil wanted you to play music.
Yeah.
Hold on. We don't
have to get into these kind of inside things on
this. This is what people want to hear.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm more similar to.
Kill you to play a couple of records an hour?
Well, Phil. When Phil came to town, he said he took me out to lunch and he said, "Listen, I need your help," and he said. I think you guys had you just started.
I was about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, "I really need for you. You know, we've got EEI, the morning show, and we got Toucher and Rich."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You know, and you do a talk show.
I remember this.
I really need if you could play some tunes. It would help the EEI morning show. And I really need for you to do that."
Well, I would say two things to that.
I said, I appreciate that, but no.
Right.
That's not what... That's
well, I would say for two reasons, right? Number one, playing records is not going to help you. And number two, what the fuck do you care if you're helping us?
Well, I would do that for you. I mean,
would?
I like... Of course.
But I would
do anything, but if it would, anything for you.
Sure, I understand that. But if it's going to hurt you at all, why would you do that?
No, I mean, it was... But anyway, I would say that I'm more similar to what you do. But Maddie does... There's a talent...
Well, Maddie's for women.
It is, yes.
Largely.
But there's a lot of guys who... I mean, he does great with men also.
Right. No, but he would say, like, when you talk to
him... Yeah, he would say it's mostly women.
Right.
But to do, to be able to... there's also a talent in being able to come up with compelling content...
No question.
...in between in a short period of time.
No doubt.
In between spinning the records.
So how many years did you play records?
Oh, my God. Probably the first... I would say... Well, I've been doing the show for 27 years.
That's unbelievable.
So probably the first 12 or 13
years. Did you hate that or no?
No, I didn't mind it.
You didn't mind it?
I liked it. I liked it. I just... In order to stand out, there were a lot of other people that were playing records.
Sure.
I wanted to talk and do a talk show because in order to create... I think you know this. You have to... you have to keep the conversation going and give a reason for people to not look around and to check out 10 other shows.
Sure. So I think it's hard. Do you enjoy doing this? Are you a guy who likes to work?
I love work.
You like going to work every day?
I like work. I like work. I feel,
See, I don't.
You don't like?
No, I don't.
Well,
I don't
like much.
I don't. I mean, we get along fine.
You and I get along great. Right? We get along great.
I get but
it's not like John Dennis. But believe
me, we'll get there.
We're gonna get there.
Oh, we will get there. That's why you're here. You're talking about you spinning records.
I know. This is why I'm excited about this shit. I love working. I feel lucky. I mean, I hate. It's like the oldest phrase that people say.
I've seen you walking around the halls. You look miserable sometimes too.
I don't like getting up. I hate getting up.
But it's been mornings. Yeah. How long has it been mornings?
27 years.
The whole time's been mornings.
One show only.
Right.
I'm 51. So I started when I was,
24, 25? 24.
I got the show when I was 24, 25.
Unbelievable.
And I've had it for 27 years.
How many more years are you going to do it? You just signed, right?
I got 4 years left on this.
Is that it or no?
Yeah, that's probably it.
You're going to retire then?
Yeah, I'm going to retire.
Really?
Yeah.
Done at 55.
I mean,
you have other things, still.
I mean, unless they said they came to me, they said we have some sort of a big deal
but
something.
But the show does very well.
Yeah, the show does great.
Right? The advertisers are happy. You're happy with LB and Danielle?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why was there a pause there? What was that pause about?
Are you kidding me? LB's been on my show for 20, that's probably 20 years. Danielle, I think, is probably the most witty, talented woman in radio.
Why do you have to categorize her by her sex?
Because
why do you like that?
Oftentimes, this industry has unfortunately placed women on morning shows
to be
into a,
right,
a subservient,
yeah,
you know, laugh role.
Right.
And Danielle is the most witty, like the most wittiest person that I know.
Do you know the Danielle story with our show?
No.
You don't know this at all?
She was going to try out for you guys.
Yeah. So
she would have done great.
Because we talked about that. I think
we talked about it.
But when John left, when John decided voluntarily to step aside.
Yes. And is that what happened?
Yeah. That's what the press release said. I mean, I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a show where.
By the way, he left because you had been stabbing him in the back around here for like 12 years.
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous charge. It will not be edited out at all.
Oh, that's going to be edited. We don't edit anything.
No, of course not.
All right, yes.
So Jerry and I both, but I think even me more than him, said, you know what, I'd like to do, at least try for a while, meet Jerry and just bring a different person in every day.
Yeah.
Biggest reason why.
Which is a great idea, by the way.
Well, but Glenn, everyone's done. Yeah. It's not recreating anything. But what I like about it is most is A, it's you have a different voice, but B, also, you know, Jerry and I agree, I think, philosophically, you know, to a large extent about what we want to do. We didn't agree with John. So John every day was a text after text and argument. Now, even if, like, today we had John Tomasi. He does a show. He shows up at 5:30. He leaves at 10. And with him leaves any ideas or thoughts. And the show is still the show.
Right.
That was really the core thing.
Yeah.
But Phil Zachary, the GM, and Joey Zarbanda, the new program director, kept saying, you know, we want Mark Bertram. We want Chris Mannix. And then they came in one day and said, how about Danielle from AAF? And the first thing I'm thinking is, well, wait a minute. Why? I mean, she's on with Hillman. Like, why? What are we doing here? I like Danielle. You know, I don't really want to do that. And then she came in and talked to us one day, and it was kind of awkward. And it felt to me that we were being used somehow in some kind of contract thing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, no, I think that they wanted to. Yeah, I think that they were going back. Her contract was up.
Right. I know.
And I think that they said, hey, maybe this would be an opportunity for you to make more. And you go, I mean, listen.
But why didn't you but wasn't it part of you that said, why are you taking her away from my show and putting her on with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said that I think it's goofy to take somebody who's been a part of a show and
stupid.
Has been part of it. However, I think that in this building, your station delivers the most revenue. I'm a businessman. I get the fact. I mean, I used to not feel this way, but I get it that there's a hierarchy. You know,
and who's at the top right now?
What's that?
Who's at the top of that hierarchy right now?
You are.
Me.
Yeah.
Kirk Minahan.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yes, okay, it's all right.
I mean, is there anybody else? I've never heard you acknowledge anybody else contributing to any part of the show or anything.
There was one time, I remember. I don't remember who it was, but there was one time somebody said something, and it was okay.
But that's too
practical.
I mean, I don't know, hierarchy in the building-wise personalities. I mean, I think I probably give you a run for
your money.
Well,
you have 27
money.
Years.
I mean, 27 years.
That's true.
A lot of revenue attached to my
that's
name.
That's true. You've had a nice career. Congratulations.
What is it, over?
I feel in some ways we're saying goodbye today. Yeah.
This is a goodbye?
This is a farewell lifetime.
I'd like to go out on my own accord.
But I'm surprised that you're this. I give you credit if you are indeed this sort of pragmatic about it. Because I'm like, if that happened to me, if they said, I'd be like, what? Are you fucking out of your mind?
But you just
this is
started.
My show.
You just started.
I understand. This is my sixth year doing the show. Not 27.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, I was like that. But eventually,
you just beat
you
down.
I don't know. It's not beat down. It's like having a listen. There's no. In order to stay in this business for a long time, you might hope and pray that it's all about ratings, but it's not.
No,
it's
I've
not.
Learned that. Correct.
It's not. Yeah, it's about business.
Right.
And if you're not a smart businessman, then you're not going to be able to stay in the business for a long time.
How long did it take you to realize that?
Probably 10 years.
Really?
Probably. Yeah. Or probably 7 or 8 years.
Do you? I'm phrasing this question stupidly. I shouldn't say, do you care about ratings? Obviously, the answer is yes, but how much do you care about? Like, we get... Oh, I think you and I were talking about this last week. Our program director comes in and gives us weeklies, and then now he breaks them down, if we want, segment by segment. And I'm thinking, you know,
why would you want to?
There's going to be a day when I die, and that day I'm not going to be thinking, boy, I wish I had spent more time looking at segments. You know, life's too short. Like, it's so fucking quirky.
Listen, you have how many people hold meters?
I don't even 1,500? Know. It's stupid, yeah.
So the rating, the entire system, if you base your entire existence on ratings in your mind, you're basing it on the opinions of 1,500 people.
Right.
For a state of, what are we, 8 million?
Whatever it is, I mean,
the system is completely a goofy, fucked up system.
Well, some guy goes away on vacation for a week. Like a hardcore P1, it's going to cost you legitimately.
Look at the Christmas thing. like the whole entire ratings holiday period book? Is it's completely thrown off because one station plays Christmas songs. So it's I get excited if we do well.
Yeah, I mean I was number one in the holiday book, so it doesn't really
you're number me. One. You've right. been number we've been number one for an extended period of time.
I think 18 years in a row. I think 20 years in a row. 25. I don't know.
I'm not sure on that. But yeah.
But who listens? Do you listen to friggin' Magic's our sister station right now?
I like all kinds of music.
But do you listen to holiday music like on the radio still?
I wouldn't, but there are a lot of people who do.
Understood. But I'm saying
it's just to me the ratings.
Oh, it's so quirky.
Do you do anything different? Like
no.
Okay, so you could have. Listen, 2 years ago, 3 years, whatever it was, I ended up being number one in the spring book with adults.
Yeah, 25 to 54, and adults overall, right? You're the great
men
book.
And women.
Yeah.
Okay. The next book, I was whatever I was, 5, 6, 7. Do you really think after 27 years, I did so much different in the next ratings period?
Yeah, like everybody got together collectively and said, fuck them, we're not listening anymore.
Right.
It's too quirky.
So
I agree, it's too quirky.
It's goofy.
But so it doesn't bother you anymore? Nothing?
It really doesn't.
Does anybody ever give you any shit? Anything like what is your life? So for me, I don't get too much shit, but we get some.
Yeah,
are you left alone almost entirely?
I work my program director, Ron Valeri.
Ron Valeri.
Worked for them for 20 years plus. Yeah. He's phenomenal. He's got ideas. He'll talk to me about stuff, and he and I we have a great working relationship. He's one of the most talented. I think there's a lot of program directors that have no idea what they're doing. He's a phenomenal guy. And so he's a good guy. He's good about it. He'll say, hey, you know, if the ratings aren't good, he'll say, hey, you guys got to focus on this and do this and try this.
Do you worry about?
I do the opposite.
That's good instinct. Yeah. Do you have a strict clock?
Yeah, we pay attention to.
I suck at that. You got to teach me how to do that.
There's like a they recommend that you go
I know, but don't you think that's bullshit too though? I hate that. Like steal, you'll grab it. You know, if it's good, if you're doing a good job,
If you have really good content, people will listen. Doesn't matter where the commercial.
And if it sucks, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
How many good shows do you do a week out of five?
Oh God, I would hope that there's three of them.
That's a good number. I think
are really good.
What do you think? Two, maybe. Like this week has sucked. Lousy, terrible, fucking awful.
But you probably think it sucks and it doesn't.
No, it's really sucked. You know what it's like when you're doing a show that's literally it's dying. You know that feeling you have.
Yeah.
You can almost hear. The crackling of
the whole entire thing is about chemistry, and the whole entire you cannot fake that.
That's true.
And there are unfortunately a lot of shows where it's fake chemistry.
No, fake laughs.
Let me say the most outrageous thing I can to try to get people to call. And if you don't have really, really good chemistry among people, then it's obvious to me.
Right.
And I think you guys have great chemistry.
Jerry and I think it's pretty good.
You guys have really good chemistry.
But you I love Jerry. I think Jerry's a great guy. But you're lucky too that you work with like LB for all his many flaws.
Yes.
Is a great guy.
Absolutely.
A great guy. Danielle is great.
Yeah.
Like that's I think so important. I didn't have that for a couple of years, and it poisons the way you feel about everything. It ruins, especially when you do a morning show, it ruins your whole day.
Yeah. I mean, you want to come in and try to be happy and have a smile on your face.
Yeah.
That's what you should try to do for the people who are listening is make them laugh and they're in the middle of their miserable morning.
Yes. So who is the Hillman listener? Like I know the Kirk and Callahan listener, 45-year-old guy, does pretty well, probably conservative, that kind of thing. And are we talking a different audience?
I think we probably have a, depending on...
A more blue collar?
I think we have blue... I don't
want blue collar listeners.
If I broke down... You don't?
No.
No blue collar?
I'm too good for them.
Really?
Yes, I like the upper class.
You only like the one percenters.
Yes, that's who listens to us. One percenters. Yeah.
I think we have I meet people who are blue collar people, and I meet people who are CEOs who listen. So
and everybody's always nice, right?
People are nice.
They're always nice. Nobody's ever mean to me when I meet them.
No,
social media and when they fucking
say
hate
afterwards
you.
What a dick you asshole, were, right? What a jerk you were.
But they're all
But that's kind of an act for you, like the jerk thing.
What do you mean an act?
That's
I do not
like
play
act.
A character on the radio.
That's
I've had this charge lobbied against me. Would you say that everything is an amplified version of what you really are on the radio? I mean, you can't go in and just be like, Hey, what's going on? Yeah, a tough loss for the Patriots yesterday. Jeez, Trump. How about that Trump tweet? Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Right?
I mean, you have to be real.
And yes, but
to,
there's...
And you have to, yes.
A little, I mean, you know, it's...
So you couldn't fake it. If you weren't
right.
If you weren't a jerk in real life...
Thank you. That's all I wanted you to say. Is that so hard?
You couldn't fake it on the radio.
What, so when you showed up... So you showed up at what... So what year is that then?
27 years ago?
Is what?
1989?
1991. Right.
1991.
So you show up, where is that? Physically, where is it?
The station when I first started doing the... Well, I started working there right after I graduated from high school. When I was in high school, I worked at V66, which was a video music TV station here in Boston. You probably don't remember
that. I don't know that one.
And then I, about a year after that, I came to work at AAF, and I was a weekend air talent, and I was the promotions coordinator.
So how old are you?
51.
No, not then. You're what? How old was I?
So I started here 19 years old.
So you were 20 years old?
I had to do bar gigs.
Right.
So I lied about my age, said I was 21, and I spent the whole entire 2 years that I was the promotion coordinator worried that somebody was going to discover
you.
That I lied.
You know, they don't give a shit.
And fire me.
Right.
Right.
As you know now, nobody cares about that. So you do
right,
that. So how do you get from that?
So they said, would you fill in on the – there was a guy doing the morning show named Drew Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked if I would fill in with him and do the sports.
Okay.
And so I did the overnight. I was doing the overnights.
Yeah.
So I was on from midnight to 6 a.m.
Okay.
And then they said, will you stay with him?
Yeah.
No extra pay, by the way. Will you stay?
You're probably making basically no money.
I was making 14 grand or 15 grand or something like that to do the overnights. And they said, will you stay and do the sports? Stay on with him and do the morning show.
Morning show.
So I said, I did, yeah. So I said
12 to 10?
Yeah, 12 to 10.
Yeah. Okay. So you're doing the sports.
Yeah.
But then you love it, right? Who cares?
I love that.
Right.
I love
so
it.
Then,
I love
so it. Then at what point do you push Drew out and take over?
Well, I think he left on his own, and then they brought in a woman.
I don't remember
whose
this.
Whose name was Ruby Cheeks.
Oh, jeez.
And
are you doing sports with her, too, at the time?
I was like co-host. Couldn't stand her.
Was it Ruby and Hillman?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was not really a pleasant person at that time in her life. Maybe she's changed.
Did the show suck?
Not good.
Right.
And so then she got fired, and then I took the show over.
So you just took over.
I took
show
over.
Show is yours.
Show's mine.
So what is your vision then at that point? Like, what do you want the show to be? I mean, you're a kid.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea. We were definitely, I think when I took over, they were like, you know, you got to play
the hot, right.
Six song, play the hits, play
right.
Six songs an hour. And then, I literally was one of those people who loves radio. I don't love radio people, but I love radio.
Same here. Yeah.
You don't like radio people.
People? No. Yeah. Like, well, who's a radio person?
Like
a consultant or a program director.
When you go, I assume you guys are going to broadcast from Radio Row.
We'll be there next week.
Do you like any of those? Do you like interacting?
I do not. Right. No. Radio people,
they're bitter.
Yeah, and it's a strange, weird, incestual. There's so much anger festering. Bitter is right.
There's a lot of anger,
and you don't know. Like you're a normal guy. It's weird when you have a conversation in radio with a normal person. You're so used to the people who are like either like super fake and on,
right.
Or so fucking angry,
or pissed off about.
What's that about? What is that about?
I think that in order to be in this business, you have to have an ego.
That's true.
I think your ego gets bruised if you are not. If you haven't reached the level that you believe you are entitled to. So I think that there are people who get really upset. They say, hey, you know, look, why is he doing the show in the morning with Jerry? I should be doing that show.
What I get a lot of is like, you know, sort of the, well, you know, I don't get it. He started in his 30s or whatever, and I went to Des Moines and Wichita and Topeka and what
there's
the fuck?
People are really
But what am I supposed to do about that? I can go to Schenectady right now, I guess, but I don't want to do that.
But success is, you know, has become in many ways a bad thing in this country.
What do you mean?
I mean that there
sounds
are,
profound to me.
There
go
are
ahead.
A lot of people who get very upset if somebody is successful. It's a negative.
Oh,
it's
I see
a
what you're negative, saying. It's not success itself, but the reaction to it.
It's a negative thing. It has become. You know, if you're successful, you must have gotten there on the back of somebody else,
right.
Some other poor individual who didn't get a fair shake, didn't get the same opportunity that you got.
But I would
as opposed to like valuing all the work that you put in, all the prep you do for your show,
right.
and you know the podcast, everything. People go, well, He must have blown somebody to get that job.
I did. It was Dino.
Oh, it was.
It's a long line.
Where was that? Was that the International?
It was the bathroom at the International. Right, okay, yeah, we both parted the 12th, and then we went. But I would say radio is one of the few businesses where, like, you can say whatever you want. Like, people make SAG, because I talk about I grew up with some money or whatever. But this
I didn't know that. Did you grow up with...
I grew up in Winchester, but not like, you know, yeah. I wasn't like a fucking Rockefeller or anything. But
so you woke up on third and you think you hit a triple?
But I would say radio is one of the few businesses, in my experience anywhere, that doesn't fucking matter. Like, you come in, who gives a shit? Like, if you suck, you're gone. Like, you know, I know guys who've had airtime bought for them on the weekends or whatever, but you can't do a show. So what? Like, you know, that's one of the, I think it's one of the few positions where you actually earn it. And if you stay, if you're good, if not, you're fucking gone.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, they get rid of you. Believe me, they're not going to sit around here if we're, you know, 12th place and getting no revenue and saying, oh, you know what? I think his dad was rich growing up.
Yeah,
we'll keep him around for another
book. It doesn't matter to them.
But you're right. I am fucking dreading Radio Row. Dreading it.
Yeah.
You must have done a few.
We did. I really liked it when I wanted to get, like, a free trip to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But when
you were younger.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'll be interested. I'm sure you'll get some great interviews, and you guys will.
Let me do a lot of those there, though, because I don't want to talk to Franco Harris, who's selling some knee cream. Like,
you have to stay. You would have to stay past your show.
Well, we do some of that,
and record some.
We do some of that. We'll do a couple during the course of the week, but like it's because we're stuck there anyway. Like it doesn't matter. But you guys do. You guys have a not a lot of you do some interviews. Not a lot, but some.
I like doing it.
But you don't like doing. You like doing interviews with people you like.
Yeah.
Well, you're not hard-hitting.
I don't mind having... Like, for instance, I had the governor on today.
And I saw him in the hallway,
And we were talking all about bump stocks and all those things.
Yeah.
But I think that for my show, it's really about trying to find some sort of way to make people laugh.
Right.
Because I think that's a big thing to people.
I think of them... Yeah. Do you buy into the old radio adage that morning shows are different than afternoon shows or any other part of the day? Yeah, I think I believe that too. I think
the main thing that people want is when they wake up and they're, you know, it sucks to go to work and they would like somebody to just make me laugh,
right? Be
like
entertained,
monkey, make me laugh.
Yes, that's what we try and do, right?
Yes. It doesn't always work, but
no, it doesn't always work. Sometimes it fucking fails spectacularly, but as long as you can make fun of yourself about it failing, then you're a business, right?
100%.
I mean, that's the thing.
If you take yourself too seriously, then you're really, really screwed.
What is the state of WAAF? How are we doing?
I think we're doing great. I mean, I think that, you know, the company made a decision. We had two signals.
Yes.
And the company made a decision to sell one of them, and I was not consulted on that.
No?
It's above my pay grade.
Are you consulted when there are new people hired in other shows?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Would you like to be?
No.
Not at all?
Why do I?
Well, their ratings may affect yours. You don't think so? You don't buy into that?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That's one of your things is like you don't like the some other people and stuff that are working.
I don't like our afternoon show at the station.
Well, now, why is that? You're pausing.
I get them all confused. Why am I mad at the afternoon show right now? Oh, they were dumping on me about something, and then Holly.
Were they really dumping though, or are they trying to do like a little?
No, they don't do that. No. God knows, I encourage that. I would love that. No, they do it like they put their noses up, like we're above this sort of this game, this navel gazing. That frustrates me because it's all about navel gazing.
Yeah,
like the numbers, it's obvious. People like I know you. You know, you talk about shit that's going on in your life. You bitch about stuff.
Yeah.
People like to hear that because you know why? They're having it too.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's life.
If you have got to, like, everything in life to me is relationships. Like, I don't care, no matter what. Whatever job you're in.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, it's all relationships. And so if you can get to the point where the people who listen to you really feel like they have a relationship with you, then you can survive any and all things in this business, ratings-wise or otherwise.
How many times have you been suspended?
I don't believe I have ever been suspended.
Is that true?
Yes.
Never?
Never. Never.
That's impressive.
Never.
You should be proud of that.
I don't think.
Do the people who get suspended are stupid? Do you look down on those people?
I try not to look down on anybody. I just don't get it. I mean, I don't know there's some people who do it so that they have the, you know, oh, I'm going to say anything.
I don't care.
I say whatever I want. I mean, there's really one guy who did that and did it really, really well.
He sure did.
And that's Howard.
He sure did.
And so really nobody else ought to try to do that.
I've been suspended 5 times.
Yeah.
But I could tell you legit. So I think you're almost talking about me when you're saying that. But I could tell you that, like, you must know this to some extent, recognize this, that sometimes you say something and then someone will come back to you 3 or 4 hours later and you'll say, Jesus, did I even, like, that's a big deal? When you say it, you'll think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Or it gets misconstrued or you're thinking, but then there are other times where you say something and the minute you say it, you think, oh, that was fucking stupid.
I think some of that, and you said, hey, I've been doing this show for 6 years, which is a long time, but it's not a long time in radio.
Radio, right.
And I think some of that may end up being that people don't know you well enough yet.
Maybe.
And so you don't think that?
No, some yes, because some no. I agree some yes, some no.
I think some things are said, and in the context of if I don't know you, I go, wow, that's a ridiculously outrageous thing, but that's not what you meant.
Right. But you also have the world now, and I mean, it's I'm sure it was obviously been going on your whole time, is that now, you know, somebody who hates you or whatever hears you say something, and now they're going to contact an advertiser or they're going to email.
And
you're just like, well, what are we doing here? Like, that's the part of it that drives me fucking bananas.
Yeah, I think a lot of times probably you get suspended for that reason. So
no question.
So that they can say, hey, we suspended him. And then everybody goes, oh, great. I'm Trump. We got him suspended.
You know, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
How hard was it going against Stern?
It was very. I mean, he's
greatest
he's
ever.
He's the best ever.
Not anymore.
So we didn't. I think I was. He was clearly number one by 10 points or something like that. And then I think that was Dino and Jerry at the time.
Yeah,
we'd go back and forth between. I'm talking only with men.
Right.
We'd go back and forth between second or third.
Right. I mean, you never
beat him.
You just know.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
That show, and I would listen to it, obviously. They would. I mean,
I'd listen to it now if I wasn't so cheap. I don't want to pay.
It's not what I want to pay for. It's not what it used to be.
It's not.
Now he's. But you know, he's older now, and like he's. You know, the part I always liked about Stern is that he was sort of rebellious, and now he's just so part of the establishment. Like he has Jane Fonda on, or he has Ellen DeGeneres. What he used to mock. He's become, but he's older now. But when he started on BCN, you know, they put him on at nights at first.
Right?
Remember?
Yeah.
And I remember driving around with my friends or whatever that summer. And there were times where the commercial breaks would be like 20, 25 minutes.
And you'd still listen.
It's still you can't.
There would never be anybody like him in this business ever.
And he was like that in how many markets at his peak?
Yeah.
Like 100?
I mean, really the best. Unbelievable entertainer.
What do you listen to now?
On radio?
Yeah.
I listen to radio in my car. I'll listen like at Super Bowl time or whatever. Mm. I'll listen to EEI or listen to Sports Hub. I listen to ROR because I like the classics, the classic rock.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And BZ. I listen to BZ AM a lot because I
you
like
do?
I like, yeah, I want to.
Like the school closings?
I like the weather updates,
the traffic on the threes? You still need that in 2018?
I like to hear like what's going on news-wise, so I don't have to do that much prep at night.
I hate to ask these questions because when people ask me this, I fucking want to punch them. What time do you get up? What time do you get into work?
I get up at, I set my alarm for 4:05. I get up at 4:20.
You just sit there for 15 minutes?
I go back to sleep again.
You actually go back to sleep?
I go back to sleep.
And then wake up.
And then I wake up.
You reset the alarm.
No, you just hit the snooze thing. And then,
so why don't you set the alarm for 4:20?
I don't know. It's a weird thing. Like, I like getting that extra.
You feel like you're.
I feel like I get it.
Isn't that the best feeling in the world?
When
you wake up and you look and it's like 1:16.
Oh, it's
you're
fantastic.
So fucking happy.
It's the best.
It's the greatest.
And then I get in here.
We have a good drive, though. Right?
Yeah, it takes me, but it's only half an hour. I live in Stowe, so it takes me half an hour.
You just take a routine or whatever.
And then I'm in here by 5:35, 5:40, something like
that. Yeah, just about what I do. Yeah. So what do you do before the show?
I meet with Danielle.
Right.
And we go over a bunch of content stuff.
What's LB doing?
He's in there writing his sports out with a pen from the Herald where he reads it.
Right.
And then I meet with Mike Hsu, who's our another person.
He's on the air now, too, right? You have like 50 guys on the air.
Yeah.
There's
only four of us. I mean, we don't, you know, you guys have.
That's true. We have three.
18 producers.
Your producers talk at all on the show?
Hsu's our only producer.
That's it?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, well, we have like we have call screeners or whatever.
Yeah, but they don't talk.
Producer, yeah.
In the Hillman world, if I'm correct,
yes.
Is that if Greg Hill is on vacation, the whole show is on vacation.
I get more vacation than anybody else.
Right.
I get 5 weeks.
Okay.
How many do you?
I have the same amount you do.
5 weeks?
Yes.
So,
is that an issue for you, given that I've only been here for a few years? Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I mean, I may go talk to Mark Hannon about it and get it six, get 6 weeks.
You need that 6 weeks. 5 weeks is perfect.
I don't get to use all of it.
You don't use all of it?
No, because
what do you do with it? Don't leave it there.
but play their game. But do you think that if you take your all your time,
yeah.
that people aren't, don't you get a little worried about people not listening?
Like, I
get worried about
I'm
people
aware
not
about
listening.
The listeners.
Okay,
they're fine. They're irrelevant.
Doesn't matter.
I don't find they matter at all in the ratings.
Matter.
No, I haven't played that part of the equation.
You have a unique approach, which is
the fuck the listeners.
Don't matter to ratings.
Right. Well, does anybody else think like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's outside the box.
It is completely outside the box.
Right. Yeah.
So, what was your question?
So,
So normally they go with me when I go.
But if Danielle needs to take a couple of days off, you don't care.
No, I don't care.
Right. You're not that kind of.
No. I don't care. You have to be. No.
Do you consider yourself their boss?
No.
Not at all.
Not really. I mean,
but it's your show.
I feel like somebody has to, you know, somebody has to plan a show out. Somebody has to do a lot of prep. Somebody has to have an idea of where things are going. And somebody has to try to drive the train with regard to when you're going to break.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that same way?
Yes.
Is that you? Is that you or is that
Jared? That's me. But the one thing I've struggled with, not the one, but one thing I've struggled with, especially, you know, Jerry's one of those guys where Jerry can't say something in 15 seconds. It would take me 15, takes him 45. Yeah. Would take me 45, would take him 90.
Yeah.
So sometimes, in a perfect world, they would like us to break it 25, 40, 55.
Yeah.
I said, do you have a similar one or no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, we go 11 or 12.
Oh, so
you know, 11 or 12.
Right.
And then go down to come back from that and then go back down to the 40, 41. Or
okay.
Whatever.
So basically, then our first break is generally they want a 25, it's like 6:38. Our second one is like 20 minutes past, and we start the hour like 24 past.
Yeah.
We're just fucking, and we're always trying to catch up.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Like, if Brady calls in toward the end of a segment, we go long, fine. But if we're doing nothing and we go long like that, I get frustrated. So I'm having that part of them having trouble as the conductor of the show. I do struggle with that.
I think it can bother other people too, because if you take it as a serious responsibility, somebody else is like, why is he cutting me off, or why is he?
Not only that, but so, then you get sort of Jerry will do the kind of corporate stoogey Minahan.
Yes,
like, I'm like, well, which is it? Do you fuck it? Like, what do you want to do? It, you could do it. I don't care, but someone has to do it.
Somebody has to.
He can't win.
Somebody has to do it. Yeah.
But do you ever?
That's why you get the big bucks.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Your relationship with them has been Danielle's been there how long?
Oh, it's probably 10 years.
Yeah, she's been there a long time, too.
Yeah,
so. No big fights ever? No behind-the-scenes drama?
No, I think we get into fights, but no, like, I mean,
it's
think
inevitable,
everybody's
though,
pretty, yeah, everybody's pretty good about letting it go and moving on. And you have to be. Otherwise, it would be stupid to go, you know, the show would suck if you're in a...
Right.
I assume that's what happened with you guys and Dino.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Before that, though, I love LB. I love him. I see him in the hallways all the time. He's great. The nicest guy in the world. I think it'd be hard for me to do a show with LB every single day because I feel like there may be some focus issues.
There are definite focus
issues. They're not really his fault. I suspect he may have had a concussion in his career. Maybe.
Yes.
But how do you handle
that? He's on the same protocol that Gronk is on.
Exactly.
Gronk is on right now. I think it could be frustrating.
Yes.
But I'm sure there's things that I do that frustrate him.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you.
Sometimes you just have to tell him, stop. You know, stop. This story's gone on for a long time. Stop. You know,
but he's not sensitive to being shit on about.
Yeah,
that.
He is.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that ever blow over to the break or?
Yeah. Well, I think he gets annoyed sometimes because he's like anybody else. He thinks what he's talking about is great. And again, that's that whole thing where somebody has to be the
asshole.
Yeah. Somebody has to be. It's like the guy at the. It's like the shift manager at the KFC. Like somebody has to.
Right.
Somebody has
to. But he's such a genuinely sweet guy, though. I think
he's
like,
a great guy.
It's like he's almost so nice that you're. It's probably because he's Canadian, right?
Probably.
They're all nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, but I think LB is genuinely a nice guy.
He's a great
unless
guy.
Unless he was, you know, yeah,
fighting
beating
him.
You up in a hockey.
Right. But even then, he's probably a nice guy.
Yeah.
So I remember, I'm going to say this was 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, a Greg Hill, John Dennis interaction by the bathroom.
Yes.
You know exactly what I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes. Yes.
What is your side of the story?
Has that been told on the air?
Oh, many of
it was.
All we talk about is ourselves on the air. Yes.
No, I didn't know if John talked about it or.
We tried. So it was during a break, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
Did you talk about it when you got back? I think you did. We played sound of it.
Yeah,
actually.
We did. We talked about it. Yeah. So we had had, if you remember, there were two firefighters that were lost their lives in the line of duty.
Yeah, sure. A couple of years ago.
And the. President of the Firefighters Union at the time, the Massachusetts Firefighters Union, was Ed Kelly, and Richie Paris was the president of the Boston Firefighters Union, and those guys had come in because they wanted to go on the air and talk about it. It was the day after the fire.
Right,
talk
right,
about
right.
It, and my foundation was raising money.
Sure.
And so they came walking in, and they said, You know, we were hijacked in the hallway by John Dennis telling us to come down and do our show before.
Did they come on with us?
No.
They did not. Okay, I don't remember.
And so they said.
We're going on with you.
They said, we don't want to go on with those guys. I don't think they liked
Jerry.
Jerry, right?
Oh, right. Yes, I remember the story now. Yeah, I gotcha.
And so, at the end of the interview, I think I made reference to, you know, hey, are you going down to EI afterwards or whatever? Right.
That's all right.
And so then I went in the bathroom and John got in my face about it and you know, started ripping me and, you know, how dare you, how dare you talk about that on the air? And meanwhile, I mean, he spends, and I don't mind, I could care less if you say something about AAF or anybody. Who cares? That's right. It's radio.
Sure.
But you can't say stuff and then be upset that somebody else says something, right?
That's unfair. Yeah. I would agree, yeah.
So we did have a kind of a screaming match.
Was there ever, you guys make up ever or no?
I think we became, cordial.
You didn't like John though, right?
I was not a fan of John. I used to like him when he was doing TV news.
Yeah.
I thought he was a pretty good guy, but yeah. I thought he was a little bit big for his britches around here.
That's fair to say.
What was that generally your issue with him? Or
my issue with John, honestly, started out as John is almost the same age as my dad was, so there was that thing that was we never could quite connect, And then after a while, the philosophical differences we had manifested into dislike for each other.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where it was like, yeah, he was like this sort of big, loud, boorish sort of guy that I didn't really like that much, but I could live with if I thought the show was good. But when the show sucked and he was sort of kept trying to drive in this direction, then it just became sort of an obsession of mine. Like I sort of formed a hatred of him.
Yeah.
And I don't
that
think
that doesn't work.
And I don't think I forced him out. I think, like he had health issues, like the press release said. He elected to retire.
No, I mean, it was completely. I mean, I don't think you forced him out.
I don't either.
You guys didn't get that's characterizing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You didn't want to work with them anymore.
I did not.
And they chose you over him.
Yes, well, I think they chose me. But I will say,
that's the way it works. Best for the show.
Well, one day from whether it's 2 years from now or 6 years from now,
it's gonna
some young
to you.
Asshole
Same
is going
to
come
happen
in
to me.
Right. Well, yeah, but you've made it. You're done. Like if you get fired tomorrow, which you won't, you've made it. 27 years. You've made it.
It's a long time in this business, in which people are constantly.
Did you ever think you were going to get fired?
Oh, yeah. Bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like recently or no?
No.
No.
No, I haven't thought recently.
But like in the last 10, 15 years? No? Ever go to another station almost?
I did, yeah.
Where was that? ZLX?
I was going to go to work for BOS.
Okay.
Which is 92.9.
Right.
Yeah.
You should know the name of the station if you're going to go there.
Yeah.
You should probably know that.
I mean, I think that that's where I
wanted. How long ago was that?
That's where I wanted to go. I would not be allowed to have discussions about that outside of my contract, a negotiation
period.
Right. That's,
Yes.
How long ago was that? 5 years ago?
And you were going to bring the show with you.
I don't know if everybody could go, but I was gonna, hopefully be able to.
But that's like that to me is an attractive product for because it's a brand name for a morning show. You can bring the Hillman show, but that's why like when people say, when Imus announced this week he's retiring, people are saying, how is he still on the air? He doesn't get any ratings.
He's still on the radio.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, you didn't. He retired. He's retiring in March.
Oh,
he's 77. He's 77 years old.
Still, oh, wow.
But you could say Imus in the morning is a brand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for me, but it's a brand.
I
get that.
Yeah,
it's got whatever. It's probably got the X amount of sponsors that make money, I guess.
Yeah.
I
think there's probably some loyal. Listen, if you have people who are loyal, the biggest, you can make money. It doesn't matter how many listeners you have.
Right.
You can make money off that. So, it's a math problem. In my mind, it's a math problem. So if you have 2,500 people listening every quarter hour to your show.
Right.
And I have 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an advertiser that is willing to pay a buck per person. The only issue is I'm going to pay $2,500 on EEI. I'm going to pay $2,000 on AF.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just a math. It's back to the relationship, and it's about who they think is going to work for them.
Who's your competition?
Yeah, it's you guys.
Yeah. Touch
and Rich.
Right. Is that about it? Do you think of Maddie as competition or no? I don't. We don't. We never see Maddie and Men when we do the ratings.
Yeah.
You're there. Toucher and Rich is there.
Yeah. ZLX is there.
Oh,
ZLX sometimes.
Is there sometimes. Yeah. But it does fluctuate randomly. Sometimes you'll see a station. You're like, where is that? And then they just go away.
Yeah.
And Like, Lauren and Wally, I never saw them ever.
But they do well still.
Yeah, well, but one of them's gone.
And right? The show, yeah, but it's still called Lauren and Wally. Right.
Is the guy, other guy
Did the other guy get paid for that?
Which guy left?
I believe that it was...
This is what I'm saying. You don't know, though. Neither do I.
It was Wally.
It was Wally?
Wally left.
You're sure?
Wally Brine.
Yeah.
His father was like a legendary Rhode Island radio personality.
Oh, really?
Salty Brine was his name.
That was my...
You should have come up with a
You never went with a fake radio name? You never thought of that?
No, I never.
Who did you say you replaced in the morning? Greg, what was the guy's name?
It was Drew Lane.
That's a fake name, right?
That's a fake name. Right. And then Ruby Cheeks.
Is Mike Shue a fake name?
No, that's his real name.
Is Mistress Carrie a fake name, or is that her real name?
Her real first name is Carrie.
Or it's not Mistress. It's not Mistress. No,
not Mistress.
I've never interacted with her ever. I say hi to her in the hallways, but she doesn't want to interact, which is okay. I don't want to interact either, but she seems very nice.
Maybe she thinks you're unapproachable.
I think she may be right. Yeah. Why, is that the vibe on me in the building? I will say this about you. You're a social guy. I'll walk out and grab a piece of candy with that. You're talking to MJ. You're talking to people in the hall.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take a lesson from that.
You should.
You think I should?
Why don't you open yourself
up? What's the perception of Kirk Minahan in the building? Have you done any investigation on this matter?
I haven't spent a lot of time talking about it.
Okay.
Fair. I think the vibe is that you're...
Good guy.
What's that?
Good guy.
Good guy.
Warm guy. Not an asshole at all.
No, I think
you don't think I'm an asshole.
I've never known you to be an asshole.
We've never had an issue. We say hi to each other, but it's not like, you know.
The only thing that I've ever, there was one time, maybe around the Dino time, where people were texting me and they said, hey, Minahan is saying that you're a dick in the building or whatever.
Oh, probably.
And I said, I've never interacted with that. I'm sure you did. You're just making up stuff to get people to call again.
Correct.
But
yes.
Other than that, I think you're a great guy. I like talking.
It's a little strong. It's a little strong.
I think you want to be a great guy, but I think
I strive for it.
I think you have some issues.
Oh, I definitely have some issues.
Like, you must have some psychological.
Well, you know,
somebody was mean to you.
Have you ever gone to a psychiatrist or no?
No,
never.
No.
Why not? You're too good for that?
I'm too cheap.
Too cheap for that?
I'm too cheap, yeah.
Why do
I want to pay somebody $100? Like, how much is it? $100 an hour? $200?
No, it's less than you think. So mine's $30 a week.
$30
plus with a copay. Yeah. I mean, I got to go to college.
Do you go to, like, the dollar store?
I go to Drew Lane. He moved into the field of psychiatry. Great pipes.
So it's $30 a week?
With copay.
And that poor sap has to listen to you and all your problems.
I always say this. Ultimately, at the end of it, you can do the whole thing. The whole thing. And the end of it, it is, you know, my dad never told me he was proud of me.
Yeah.
Literally,
I could go everywhere. Yeah.
And that's what it'll end up with every single time.
But that's made you do well.
Well, I guess. My dad was a good dad. I think it's like, put it this way, there are people who don't make a lot of money who can't do that. So it's like, I'm just doing this because I make a lot of money. Like, I have that luxury.
You're just paying somebody to listen to you.
Right. You get to the guy.
Basically, is what you're doing.
And the fucking guy is like, uh-huh.
Does he reassure you and say you're
great? Well, not really, but he does. He'll walk me into two or three and then back where daddy issues again.
Well, he probably drives it back there to get the session over with.
It's like doing a segment. It's like, all right, boom, here we go. Let's get the fuck out of here.
How was your father?
Right, yeah. And did your dad?
I think most guys have a complicated relationship.
Did you have a good relationship with your dad?
Did he like
radio or no?
He didn't want me to be in radio. He thought I was going to be a failure. I didn't graduate from high school. My senior year,
no high school education.
I don't have a high school. So I was working at that video music station
right
after school.
It's a great success story.
Yeah. And so, and I didn't want to go to college. And so he kicked me out of my house.
What radio were you listening to?
That
made you love radio?
BCN.
BCN,
BCN was great.
Did you like that book?
In the day. I thought Carter Allen's book, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought it caught a lot of stuff. I didn't know a lot of that. So I caught BCN probably when I was like in eighth grade. So 1979 to 1985 when
That's
I graduated.
Pretty good time.
And it was a really good time. It wasn't like the 70s were but anyway, it was a great radio station. So, he kicked me out of my house. And I think that probably I was pissed. Because I wanted, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to college. I'm not going to cost you any of that money. Can I live here?
No.
And he booted me out. And I think that probably drove me, you know, to be successful. Like, I'm going to show him.
He's still alive or no?
No.
How long?
7 years ago.
How about your mom?
My mom is still alive.
That's good. Get along with her, okay?
Yeah, get along with her.
Good. Yeah, good. No, she's
issues.
Proud of you.
I don't have any issues. I don't.
Do you want to talk about it?
Very
you still
proud.
Mad? Maybe it's because your dad never loved you.
Maybe
you
it
talk
is.
About that.
Maybe it is.
I'm here to talk about that.
Do I have to pay you $30?
You do. All right. Last, I'll let you go. I know you get out of here.
Not really.
You don't?
No.
What time do you usually leave?
How long? How long is your? I mean,
I've gone for. I went Maddie for 2 hours.
You did?
Yeah. People love this shit.
I'm going to leave here and I'm going to go work at my other job. So I'm enjoying this.
Where are you going now?
I'm
going
to go to my restaurant company.
Which one? We have like, oh, okay. Not a specific restaurant.
I got an office and people and.
Where's the office?
Maynard, Mass.
Where Schilling had his office.
Yeah, same building.
Oh, it's the same building?
Yeah, same building.
And same success, right? So far, the company?
We haven't gotten any grants from any state.
Charlie Baker hasn't cut you
any. We actually owe the state money, but yeah.
Did I tell you this? I went to the one in Sudbury?
29 Sudbury?
Did I tell you that?
No. Did you like it?
Nothing free for me. I had to pay.
Why don't you tell me?
Well, because I feel like an
Tanway
asshole.
Tanway sends me a text every time he's over there.
I know he does. Because I want to pay. Because I.
You should. Did you enjoy it?
It was excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Good food.
You know me. I like quiet.
Yeah.
So I like upstairs better than downstairs.
Though. Yeah.
But the downstairs is great.
The thing I like about that bar is. It's like that downstairs bar is a neighborhood bar.
It's excellent.
And I love neighborhood bars. I love when you go to a place and you see a bunch of people. And
my brother lives in Sudbury. That's exactly what he said. But it was a good move by you because they needed that.
Yeah.
Didn't exist there.
Yeah.
Excellent. The other one, what do you
get? I have nothing to do with it. But
what do you mean?
People who
work. You own it.
Yeah, but the people who
are you hands on?
Yeah, I'm hands on, but I don't know anything. I mean,
you're not one of these like Me Too guys. Are you not grabbing these women?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what do you define that? The thing that I think is. You know, cliche wise, is if you hire people who know way
smart.
More than you,
right? You're in business.
Then you do.
What made you? So you're a fucking. You know,
I used to be a bartender.
Okay, but a lot of people were.
And I about I don't know probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago, Intercom says to me, you know, this is your last big contract, big contracts
Jeff
for
Brown?
Radio person. What's that?
Jeff Brown.
Yeah.
Do you like Jeff Brown?
I like Jeff. I'm one of the only people. Did you not like him?
He's a complicated relationship. I don't like people look you in the eyes and don't tell you the truth all the time.
Yeah, I didn't have that experience.
Yeah, we
with
had
him.
That experience.
The thing I think.
He's out of the business, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a waiter
he's
for
in
you.
The restaurant.
Right?
But I think that Jeff Brown's issue was none of that. He was not at the level to be making the decisions that he was making, but he was trying to tell everybody.
Correct.
That, and so then
no,
people
that's
are
exactly
like,
right.
People are like, what the fuck is Jeff Brown doing? He's not making those decisions.
Yeah, but why act like you are?
Because he couldn't get over it in his head. I would have been like,
his dad never loved him.
It's not my decision.
Right.
Sorry.
But you remember we went downstairs on a Monday and everybody filled out that stuff.
Yeah.
Remember that? You know, which
people
I don't,
didn't like him.
And he was gone like on a Wednesday.
People didn't like him.
People didn't like him. Did you like Phil?
Yeah, he's a nice fellow.
Yeah.
You know? Nice man.
Boy, that's there's a lot in that answer. You're safe now. He's gone. You won. What's the problem? I didn't get along with Phil at the beginning. At the end, we got along okay.
Yeah.
When things were at their warmest,
yeah.
I had the thing with Aaron Andrews. I had the thing with the Red Sox. I had the thing a couple months ago. He had our back in big spots.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I think he's a well-intentioned guy.
He wanted to be a programming guy.
Yes. He was very interested in the programming side of things.
I'm not sure
that he had an understanding, a full understanding for AAF in particular, which is a signal disadvantage station.
Yeah.
And why it needed to do certain things.
Where does the signal suck?
Down the parking garage but you know I think that's becoming somewhat irrelevant
with apps, to some extent,
we got a really good HD channel we got the old BCN the
104.1
HD channel
there you go
which is irony
there you go
so
what any restaurants opening up or no? What's next?
I'm gonna open up. So I bought a craft beer company called
Jesus.
Battle Road.
Yeah,
and so we're gonna open up some places for that. We have a brewery in Maynard
and restaurants doing the
restaurant. So anyway, you asked me why. So they said no. You know, we're not gonna do any more big contracts. You know,
right?
And so I wanted to have something to be able to fall back on, so I could pay for my college education.
But it's tough, but a shaky. You know, not like a secure business. Restaurants can be a shaky business,
it's
right?
It's the worst. I mean, it's the smallest profit margin that there is. You know, most of them are operating on a 7 to 9% margin, and you know, 65-70% of them fail in the first year.
Right.
So yeah, it's not. But I like. But what else would I do? Look at me. I have no high school degree. I mean, what else am I going to do?
But yet you're running for Congress.
I'm not running for Congress.
Well, but you said you were.
No, I never said it. The Herald wrote that story.
And you deny it.
The Herald got a hold of that story, and I denied it.
Well, where'd that come from?
I think it came from some sort of a mole inside the Massachusetts Republican Party.
And they asked you to do it?
I went to lunch with those people.
Yeah.
And they had some information that I could win that. I live in that district.
Okay.
I grew up in that district. I have a broad listener base in that district.
Sure.
And that I may have a fundraising advantage. And I,
why would you want to do that though?
I think it's the lifetime parking spot. I mean, like Washington D.C.
Really traveling you, the money, the food, the pay cut. Were you ever going to do that?
I thought about it.
Did you really?
Isn't that nice? I mean, it. All kidding aside, and you know, so wouldn't you want the opportunity? I mean, to literally try and screw up the morass that is that? No,
I feel like it's unsolvable. It's such a massive, like you're one little guy in there.
It's a thankless.
Yeah, it's a money shit, thing. Right? Isn't it?
I mean, the money's $175,000 or.
I mean, how does a human being live on the salary like that? How is that possible? How is that possible?
It's a thankless. Nobody. I mean, the minute you say you're going to do it, people are out to get you and to
right.
And then once you're there. Nobody appreciates anything you do. So I think you have to be a special kind of person.
I'll let you go with two questions. Number one, I ask this to everybody, no matter what their job is. Who's the biggest asshole you've ever dealt with in the radio business? And that is a hell of a question.
Boy, that is a really, really hard. I had a female program director when I first started named Nancy Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was the consultant for the station. And he gave her this job, and she had absolutely no idea that what she was doing. No idea.
Right.
And she was the meanest, rudest, disturbing a-hole I've ever met in my life.
What would she do?
Oh, she was just ripping people apart, literally the rudest person ever. And she was basically was a weekend. She did a weekend show,
right?
And then this guy gave her the job, the gig. Yeah, brought her up, and she lasted for I don't know 8 months.
How many PDs have you had? You've had Ron for 20 years. You said,
I've had two women.
Yep.
Probably three. Three guys, so probably five program directors. I've had probably seven or eight general managers.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to count. I've almost as many program directors as you have.
Yeah.
I've had four,
Is that right? Well, did you start with Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Complicated relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a lot of complicated relationships.
Well, Wolfie called me in. This is before I was doing weekends. I started doing weekends in 2009. So I did weekends and a little bit here. I'd fill in for these guys. I remember 2010, I want to say Wolfie called me in. We were meeting one day about something. And he's like, just so we're clear, you know, you'll never be on the air every single day. I don't see you as an everyday on-air radio personality.
Yeah.
And I thought...
Who was wrong about that?
Well, but I remember walking out thinking, that's okay. Even if he believes that's true, why would you ever say that to somebody who's young or filling in? And what's...
Yeah, it's not...
How does that incentivize me to want to do more radio? Yeah. I never got that.
Yeah. I mean, you need somebody who has your back.
You
need somebody who's willing to, because when, when somebody says, hey, this advertiser is pissed at what you said, you need somebody who's going to turn around and say to the general manager who's complaining about it, I understand what was said. And that's, that's the kind of guy I have in Ron. Really,
yeah. But ultimately, if they're really pressuring you, you always have to bow to the advertisers. Ultimately, at the end, right?
Well, it's a business.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. You can only go so far. I get that. But you're right. You need that first, well, wait a minute. What Greg or what Kirk was really saying here was this, not this. And let's have a conversation. Yeah. I always say to them when the salespeople, I'll say, put me on the phone with them. I'll talk to whoever, whether it's O'Reilly Auto Parts or company. Let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
These people, some of them listen. Let's have you probably find the same thing. The people who listen every day, the advertisers, they never have a problem.
No.
Because they understand.
No, they get it.
They know the joke.
Somebody's repeating something back to them.
Right. No problem. Yeah. But the guys, I find the national ones are harder because they don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, somebody's sending them emails and they have no idea.
Right. Any questions for me before I let you go? Whatever you'd like. No Greg Hill podcast coming up in the future?
I have a podcast.
Of course you do.
Maybe you could return the favor and come on my podcast. I will
appear on your podcast. I didn't know you wanted to have me on. First of all, that's an honor.
I'd love to have you on.
I'd come on your show once in a while.
Maybe
we should pop in for an hour?
A weekly podcast about...
Maybe we should do a wacky... I think, but first, I should do your show and you should do mine. What's your podcast? How do I not know about this podcast?
It's called Extra Sauce.
I do know this. Yes, I do know this. Give me... Anytime.
All right.
Well, anytime.
No, I listen. I really. I first of all.
Let's not do this. Don't be. Don't. be too nice.
You've accomplished a lot.
Oh, go ahead,
and
continue.
And who, you know, Jason Wolf saying that you should not be you
just fuel.
And you guys right now are killing it in the ratings. So yes, you should be very, very proud of that.
Although you said ratings are fluky, but thank you. I'll accept that.
When you're number one many, many books in a row, they're not fluky. So you guys are killing it.
That is nothing compared to 27 years in this business. My prediction is you'll be in this business longer than I will be.
When you get to 27 years, you will give zero fucks about what the, 27 what years the ratings from me are be, as long as you're getting paid.
21 years from now, I will not be alive is my prediction. Who will be out of the business first, me or you?
I would assume it's going to be me.
Not saying me. I'll get fired.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you're going to get fired?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, but then somebody else will want you. You'll be a hot commodity.
I don't find that happens anymore in radio.
No,
you get fired, you're gone. No one's like, he's number one. They just say, what?
You're competing with. This is.
I know.
I think you can be compelling without doing things that get you fired. And if you want to stay in the business, you have to do that.
I agree.
I don't get people who are like, I'm going to say, I'm going to do this, say this about this. Why would you say, for instance, when people say things about advertisers?
Well, that's stupid. That's the
fucking thing that you can ever do.
Correct. There's no defense.
Guys do that on purpose so that everybody goes,
they're not afraid of anything, right? That's stupid.
He's going to say this about,
But don't you find yourself sometimes, like when you're talking about the news of the day or whatever, and somebody mentioned something about, I'm not even going to say the product in this podcast, anything. And if you think it's kind of lousy, you do instinctively want to say it, but you have something in your head that says, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I just assume that everybody's an advertiser somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if Burger King's an advertiser. I have no idea. Or Delta Airlines. Even that Delta story from last year. Remember the guy came off the plane?
Yeah.
And I've had some experiences with that airline, but I'm thinking, I have no idea what's going on. So it's a weird.
I think if it's a news story, great. Talk about it. And they can't do anything about that. But when somebody says, my coffee place, sucks or whatever, and that coffee place spends a lot of money.
Well, then you're stupid. You're biting. Right. But there are also things, you would agree, the line has moved, that you say things and people get this fake outrage that goes on now on social media.
That's goofy too.
You can't win. That's like you're thinking, too. You're mad. You're really mad about that.
Yeah, everybody is allowed to have an opinion in this country. And if yours doesn't match the majority, then there's no reason that you should be, strung up for it.
So the future of Greg Hill is how many more years in this contract?
Four.
And then you're announcing your retirement right here?
I'm not announcing yet, but I will threaten it to get a...
another contract? Could you see yourself doing this legitimately in 10 years?
Yeah, what else am I going to do?
It's fucking early, though. How old are your kids?
21, or almost 21, and 18.
So you're thinking that's...
I got to pay for four more years of college.
Right. What school?
My son's going to Bentley.
Excellent. That's my daughter.
Football.
It's my daughter. Oh, really?
D2 football.
My daughter is on the swim team, the Gators. They practice at Bentley, and I am that football field's right there.
Yeah,
I'm there all the time.
It's a great school.
Awesome school.
And my daughter is plays soccer at St. Lawrence.
Oh, excellent. So you get some money. But you're going to live out there when you're retired?
In Stowe?
Yeah.
When I retire?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go to like an island.
You are?
Yeah.
You're going to get away from your kids? What if you have grandkids?
You see them every once. They don't want to see you that much. You see
I know, but don't you want to see them?
Huh?
Don't you want to see them?
I'll send them a check.
You are like Dino.
I probably will live around here. I don't know. I like living. I grew up here.
Me too. I love it.
I love it around here.
All right, so I'll go. Let me know. Set it up. I'll go on your podcast anytime. I didn't have a problem with Tango on your show the other day. Just I saw he said we were going to complain. We didn't complain. You want to have? Believe me, you can have Tango whenever you want.
Do you like Tango?
I love Tango. One of my best friends.
I like Tango.
I am lucky now.
See, this is the other thing I think from a stunt perspective.
Oh, don't say that word.
What is with these people walking off the show and everything? Like, what is that?
They get mad. You don't listen to our show, obviously, much.
I'm not criticizing you.
I'm saying I understand.
Yeah.
So we get in these situations. And our show is, we have a lot of fun, but sometimes it can get serious and personal. Yeah. We take shots at each other. Tangway couldn't handle it a couple of times. We made some inappropriate suggestions that he may be attracted to certain people of certain ages.
Yeah.
He left.
And he legitimately walked off and was pissed.
Yeah.
He was legitimately angry.
I didn't talk to him for weeks. He was on the show for 9 months after that.
Yeah.
It's a radio show.
Who gets upset about that?
Well, there were people who really, really thought, I was trying to get Michael Felger fired. I don't know if you heard about this or not.
No.
So a couple of weeks ago, During the whole Roy Halladay thing with Felger. Did you hear about this, Felger?
Oh, yeah, you went over to this station
mocking the fake outrage toward the whole thing. But there are people who are like, you're a fucking asshole. I'm like, can you step away for a minute? And like, just like, we're just, you know,
yeah.
It's serious. We have some, we take things seriously, but also we dick around. Like, it's not, you know.
It's a radio, I mean, it's a yeah. radio show.
Right.
I mean, I think Gary's good. I like Gary.
Excellent.
I think he's really good.
Why don't you hire him?
I don't have a job for. What would he do?
Oh, that's true.
We don't have a job for him.
Everyone's staying. Everyone's happy. Everything's good. The Hillman Show.
Everybody's
right
great.
Now.
Yeah, everything's
looking
great.
Forward to a big winter book.
what book are we in right now?
I'm in the winter book. Holly book's over. Right?
Yeah.
Any big stunts coming up? Any big guests? No, nothing. No. The show just keeps rolling on.
The show just keeps going on.
It's a good strategy. Yeah. What do you think of Glenn Orwell? You don't like him either. I fucking hate him.
I like Glenn.
Oh, I hate his guts.
I've never had any issues with Glenn.
So we have a private plane taking us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Taking us out and bringing us back. The Midday guys are on it.
How'd you get that?
We had a relationship with this guy who likes the show. Oh. He's a great guy. The airline is awesome. Retrix is a great airline. But Glenn and the Midday.
Which one is it?
Retrix?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
No.
I'll hook you up with it. It's fine.
It sounds kind of.
No. They're excellent. They're excellent.
Oh, you're worried about me talking about it.
They're excellent.
You're worried about the, yeah.
Well, you've been listening your own. You learn your own lesson. It may help you out.
They're not
one
flying
day.
Me to the Super Bowl.
They may one day, though.
Okay, all right.
So, so Glenn and the Midday guys are going on that plane, and I hate Glenn. I'm going commercial.
Really?
Yes.
You chose to go.
Man, my own conviction.
You just don't want to fly with Glenn.
Yes. Now you can ask yourself,
now, what has he done to you?
It's a long involved story.
It is.
Yes, it involves Mark Cannon and him sort of bad mouthing me to management right when management arrives at the company. Puts me
really?
In a bad light. Yeah.
Right at the get-go?
Trying to prop himself up and put me in a bad light. But to your point, radio guys are rat fucks and backstabbers.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, we're going to leave. We're both going to stab each other in the back. You'll go this way, I'll go that way.
I don't
turn off.
You'll
be like, I was with that asshole.
What?
Yeah, you'll be like, I was with that asshole.
I don't care enough.
Do you have hearing issues after all these years on the radio?
I don't care enough.
I know.
I have so much
negative energy.
I worry for you because you have too much. I feel
this is exactly what Maddie did with me. This is like,
you do have too much negative energy. It's going to kill you. I worry about that.
You think that's going to actually kill me?
You got a fucking great job.
It's a good
job. You're making big bucks.
The money's fine. I have no issues with the money.
I mean, you know.
But don't you think the morning job is different than the other jobs? And
yes.
You just become more negative. Your whole day, you're fucked up.
I think so, yeah.
But aren't you tired?
I mean,
look at you, for Christ's sakes.
You're
a mess. Fucking disaster.
Well, I think I look pretty good.
I mean, look at this. You're tired all day, though, right?
I wish for you that you... this sounds like it's like a self-help thing or something.
Don't worry about that. I appreciate what happens to you. Thank you. That's more like it.
Yes.
Aren't you tired all day?
I'm not too bad.
What time do you go to bed?
10:30.
Do you nap at all?
11? No.
You're not tired at all on the weekends?
I'm tired on the weekends.
That's what I'm saying, but you're constantly like in a little bit of a fog,
right? I fall asleep in front of Dateline Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, so do I. I know, right?
Where now they moved it to 10. It pissed me off.
I know. No more Keith Morrison at 9 o'clock. Or Dennis Murphy. The guy looks like Bill Belichick.
Listen, this has been really good being
Yes. Alive. Okay, you can leave. Fine. Get out of here.
No. Do you have you said you had one final question for me.
What was that? You think I'll last longer than you?
No. I think you'll last longer than me.
No way.
You just got going. How old are you?
43.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I started late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing before?
Writing. I was writing for the website. I was in California. I was writing there. I loved radio like you did, but I didn't want to pursue it. I just didn't think I could. I didn't know what the avenue was.
Yeah.
I lucked totally fluked into this job. Totally.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go to school like you. I didn't go to school. But you worked at it.
You didn't go to broadcasting school.
I know I did not. No. Hey, what's going on?
You'd know how to get in and out of the break at the right time if you'd gone to the.
Were you good at hitting the post?
Broadcasting. Yeah. Okay, I killed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Better than Tanguay?
I do it on the show all the time.
Well, we do it Tanguay, too.
Tanguay doesn't. Please.
What?
He's never been. Was he a DJ? Yet?
Oh, God, in Maine. A little stations in Maine. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rumford, Maine.
No, I hit the post.
Isn't that fun to do, though? Don't you love stuff like that? I love, like, radio stuff. It makes me laugh. Like, people hitting the post, fake names. It's just, the whole business makes me laugh.
Yeah,
consultants. I mean, consultants come in, and you're like, what are you doing here?
Those people can come out of town.
Right, right.
If they come into town and they say the radio station sounds great, what happens?
What do you mean?
If a consultant comes in and says this radio station sounds great,
well, they don't use them anymore, right?
They don't get paid anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So they have to come in, pick it apart, see what sucks.
They know nothing. They're not from here.
They're not from here. They have no idea. And people's whole entire careers have ended, and they just go.
No, what's next for me? I'll fly to Cleveland today and do the same bullshit, right?
Yeah. No, but the
do you have a lot of that there, though?
When I first started, what's that?
Do you have a lot of consultants there? Do you guys have to deal with them at all?
We have a consultant.
He's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
But do you listen to him?
Sometimes.
Right.
I don't know, 50% of what, you know, probably 50%.
Yeah.
But when I first started in radio, you had to do the double time checks.
Right.
Because people, so people didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
Think of this. They have a phone that had a clock on it.
Right.
So you had to say it's 7:46, 14 before 8. So, you know, so that people, because people would only hear it the second time.
Right.
And then you had to do,
Do you find yourself ever doing that, like, by mistake now or no?
No, I don't do the double time check. But then you had to do, that's why Imus plays the duck sound.
Right.
So that people will, it's so people will listen for the time.
Right.
And so, and then they would remember it. See, the whole entire thing, all that radio stuff was done around the old methodology of diaries.
Right.
So they wanted people to remember who they were listening to.
Just write it down.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Before technology.
When we had Zachary first started here, he said, I remember he sat down. At first we were like, oh, this guy's going to leave us alone. Great. Good after Jeff. And then he sat, Jerry and I, John was in there one day, and he said, I really want to mandate time and temperature to you guys.
Yeah.
This is in 2014.
A long time radio professional.
Right.
The old Phil, he said, and I'm thinking, time and temp.
And I said to him, like, so we went on the air and made fun of it, and he fucking flipped out. Because we were doing the whole, like, you know, the same thing. Like, I understand there's no way for you guys to figure this out, so I'm going to let you know right now. The time of day is 8:12, 48 minutes before 9 o'clock, and the temperature is 62. You know, I'm lie about the temperature.
I mean, I think people, if you're saying the weather, I mean,
it's fine.
People,
but people know it now.
They don't have to look it up. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. But I do think that it's funny when people do that. But radio stuff like that just makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Double shot weekends.
And you don't do any of that anymore, huh?
I think we still, maybe we do still.
Do you?
People want,
you don't have bands in anymore, though, right?
Yeah, we have bands in.
You still
but
do? But you have the ones you know now, though, more, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's not as much. Bands are like, I mean, in new rock.
Yeah, it
like,
doesn't,
There's not much going
on. Well, how about in the 80s? You must have had some fucking wild. No.
Oh, we had some.
Van Halen? Did you ever have them in or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
I think we had both. I think we had both. And I think we had Van Chiron when Gary Chiron was
that was not good.
So yeah, I mean, I've
no Bruce though.
No, he's the greatest though, isn't he?
The greatest.
Have you gone to the Broadway show?
No, you asked me this a couple weeks ago.
You have to go to the Broadway show.
But you got your tickets for free.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So because you're cheap.
I know.
So my wife said to me, she gave me the pass a couple weeks ago. You could spend the money on Bruce tickets.
Yeah, you
could do
go.
It. But that's
you gotta go.
$5,000.
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
I'm cheap. I wouldn't, but you should. You're not cheap. You should.
I am cheap, but I the whole time I'd be thinking I'm spending $5,000.
Yeah, I would spend $5,000 on him. Absolutely.
Better than a regular Bruce show.
You love him. Same way I love him.
Love him.
I love him.
But
better than a Bruce show. Yes.
When was the first time you saw him? What tour?
It was the River Tour at the Garden.
So it was 1980.
81,
yeah, you're lucky.
At the Old Garden.
Right. Oh yeah, I saw him at the Old Garden, but it was with the fucking other band.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. No, all right, I'll let you go. I'm going on this podcast of yours at some point.
But yeah, we'll do it. Good. We'll do it every couple of months. We'll do a podcast.
Sounds wacky.
It'll be great.
We got to give it a crazy name.
They'll love it. They'll love it.
All right, man.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.